I thought of the drama of events of these past 2 weeks, of the way our 7th Army men had liberated thousands of abused and enslaved at Dachau and in prisoner of war camps.
Iowa reporter Herb Plambeck covered the war for WHO Radio and was there for Victory in Europe in May 1945.
Women and girls walking or on bicycles, wearing colorful Bavarian costumes, smiling more than they have in years.
There was no way that we saw beautiful girls or waving flags or anything of that kind.
Iowa veteran Gerald Pepper helped the Allies win in Europe. After hearing a profile on Plambeck that we broadcast last year, he asked about a special Mother's Day program right after VE Day when he was interviewed by Plambeck. Could it still exist 63 years later?
Our wire recorder is set up where we can see the majestic snow-capped Alps. With me is a fine group of Iowa men, and on this first weekend after VE Day, they're a happy lot.
The 30-minute program was discovered on a 16-inch disc in the archives of Iowa Broadcasting at Wartburg College, where Jeff Stein is administrator. We met with Gerald Pepper at his home in Ames, and the emotions came flooding back as we listened together.
There was a little village called Gilgenheim that we were bivouacked near. And I recall going up to the little church. It's okay. And the thing that impressed me, strangely, around the entire church, with the exception of the doorway, there was a bin of bones, human bones.
Then we listened to PFC Pepper and the brief recording to his mother, Goldie, who lived in Boone.
This is PFC Gerald Pepper in deep in the heart of Germany, hoping his mom has the very happiest of Mother's Days today.
I think I was in pretty good voice. Better than now.
How old would you have been then?
19.
Today, when you go off to war, it's a volunteer army. And you have the ability occasionally to use email and cell phones. And so you're away, but it's not the same as being away for months and years with no contact.
Jeff Stein, who presented Pepper with a CD of the Plambeck Show, is a professor at Wartburg.
And I try to impress upon the students, using this particular example, what would it have been like to be a mother of a soldier in Iowa? And it's Mother's Day, and you know the war is over, but you still don't have your loved one back.
Boys, a happy Mother's Day. We're all glad the crowds are kaput and are looking forward to a speedy reunion with the folks at home.
And to be able to hear the voice for even a few seconds would just be phenomenal.
Their voices came to you by wire recording and on the magic wings of radio.
Now to a young soldier from Cedar Rapids.
Private James H. Graham.
The 1945 program brought joy to the mothers of three dozen Iowa soldiers. Over the next six decades, PFC Pepper, who is now 82, graduated from Drake, raised a family, had a successful career, and now represents Iowa in the greatest generation. Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.